Season's greetings and welcome to the first edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 4th of January 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, with the latest updates, stories and insights into our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, via the digital group HF Relays on 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 7.140 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, 14.130 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, and 28.525 MHz. By Tony, VK7VKT. And locally in Hobart on UHF CB24 and HF CB24, 11 metres with Mark, VK7FMAC. Now, missed it live? Catch a replay on Tuesday at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 and HF CB24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news and Happy New Year! Welcome to the very first edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for 2026. We hope you've all had a great start to the new year and are ready for another year of activity, experimentation and connections across the bands. As the calendar turns to 2026, we're looking ahead to a full year of discovery and shared experience in amateur radio. Whether you're chasing DX, building, testing new projects, experimenting with digital modes, or just enjoying a good old-fashioned rag chew, then there's plenty ahead for operators right across VK7 and beyond. In today's broadcast, we'll bring you the latest news from around Tasmania and interstate, updates from across the bands, and looking at what's coming up in events, contests, community activities, and as always, VK7 Amateur Radio News is about keeping our community informed, connected, and inspired. Before we get into the news, it's important to acknowledge the team that makes the broadcast happen, week in and week out. The VK7 broadcast is very much a team effort, with nearly 25 volunteers contributing every Sunday, along with the Tuesday repeat broadcast. And a sincere thank you to our readers, who is Idris VK7ZIR, Nick VK7WhiskeyWhiskey, Peter VK7PD, Justin VK7TW, and recently retired reader Fran VK7FRN. Thanks also to Graham VK7GS for 160 metres and our HF band operators on 80, 40, 20 and 10 metres, which are Ross VK7ALH, Gary VK7JGD, Dale VK7DG and Tony VK7VKT. On the UHF and HF CB, thanks to Mark VK7FMAC and Stephen VK7SME, and our Digital Modes group, covering D-Star on 91 Charlie and DMR on Talk Group 5, includes Clayton VK7ZCR, Ross VK7Whiskey Papa, Phil VK3PG, Alan VK1AO, and Gavin VK7HGO. Our Northern Tot operators are supported by Peter VK7PD, Rick VK7HBR, and Andrew VK7DW, and Stefan VK7ZSB keeps things running smoothly on the NTARC Discord. For the Northwest DATV, thanks to Tony VK7AX, and to our callback operators, that's yours truly, Harry VK7HXT and Peter VK7PD. It's a remarkable collective effort, and one that underpins the consistency and quality of this broadcast. If you get a chance, please pass on your thanks when you call in on the channel you listen to. A quick thanks for the broadcast goes a long way. Now grab your headphones, settle in, and let's get 2026 underway with the sound of amateur radio. And you're listening to VK7 Amateur Radio News. And the VK7 Amateur Radio News in print. Well, two decades of VK7 history is at your fingertips, because not everyone can hover next to a radio at exactly the right moment each week, but if you'd like to read the VK7 Amateur Radio News at your own pace, the full broadcast is available in text format via the VK7ARNewsGroups.io group. It's ideal for catching up on items you missed, checking call signs, frequencies, or quietly verifying that you really did hear that announcement correctly. Subscribing is refreshingly low tech. Just email to VK7ARnews plus, that's the plus symbol, subscribe, all one word, at groups.io. And that's it. No forms, no algorithms, no interpretive dance. One extra gem. The groups.io site hosts a complete archive of VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcasts going back to August 2004. That's over two decades of VK7 Amateur Radio history preserved and searchable. If you ever need to dig up a long-forgotten frequency, event, call sign, or half-remembered announcement, then this is where it lives. So, if you like your amateur radio news searchable, archivable, and immune to fading, the VK7 AR News Groups.io group is very much your place. And that's comes 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And statewide SSTV nights. Well, the statewide news, the Thursday night SSTV nights. Well, a busy New Year's Day that saw the following participants, VK7s, AX, ZAB, EV, and TW, all sharing the meaning of life in 42 photos. The main themes were New Year's wishes, a moggy piping in the New Year with bagpipes, and also annoying everyone with a violin and a didgeridoo. Starting the year with a bang. A New Year's resolution, or to stay with 1024 by 768. Creatively completing the 2025 wish list. A cactus having a late Christmas bloom. Other highlights were a birthday cake disguised as a mobile radio. And the birthday boy relaxing with family. Happy 80th Tony. A whisper propagation map for a Reist transceiver project type ADX showing a recent contact with New Zealand on 160 metres using 2 watts of power. A leap of faith from the edge of the Eureka Tower in Melbourne as the glass becomes clear. The age when you don't care anymore. And how to get to Mars using an old favourite explosive mix. And 73 from Heckle and Jekyll, the Talking Magpies. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and the VK7s exchanged photos with PC1K, PE1NYG, PA3EKI, and PD5JTB in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos, and Tony will connect the gateway again next week between 5:30pm and 11:30pm. And note, Ken, VK7KRJ, and Steve, VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allowing anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to see them on their page almost immediately. Anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of the SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's websites or on the NTARC website under blogs, and that's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. And WWFF, SOTA, POTA and IOTA weekly wrap-up. And I hope you've had a great Christmas and New Year and that Santa was kind enough to deliver some new radio gear. Operators have hit the ground running with activations in 2026. Tony, VK7LTD, took full advantage of the 25-26 UTC changeover. And under SOTA rules, an operator may only claim points for a given summit once a calendar year, even though the summit itself can be activated multiple times. With the rollover of 2025 to 2026 in UTC, Tony was able to activate the summit just before the change and then again immediately after, with each activation counting as occurring in a separate calendar year and therefore eligible for double points. For the UTC changeover, Tony made his way to the summit of Single Hill near 7 Mile Beach, and Tony logged 22 QSOs for the 2025 activation, followed by a further 12 QSOs for the 2026 activations, operating on both 40 and 20 metre bands. Well done, Tony. Ian VK7IAN was also active, heading out to the Truganini Conservation Area, a reference he had activated many times before. Ian operated on 40, 20, 15 and 10, staying on the air until his battery was finally exhausted. And as a wrap-up, is being written. Jim VK7JZ is on the summit of the Sandbanks tier near Great Lake calling CQ. His activation details will be included in next week's wrap-up. And here's to a great 2026, and I hope to catch you on the air. 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And QSL News, the Inwards QSL Bureau information. The current updated list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau, as at the 19th of December, is in the email version of the broadcast. Do you see your call sign in the list of QSL cards held by the Inwards Bureau? Do you want these cards? Please advise Herman either way by email so he can tidy up and remove cards that may be for a silent key or have been held for some time. Send Herman your QTH details so he can either email them out if there are enough to make it cost effective or deliver on an opportunity basis. Herman's email is westyh, westyh, at ozaemail.com.au. Wishing you all the best and great DX over the festive season. That's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the Inwards QSL Bureau. And news from the north, SOTA, WWFF Parks Group, and the Summits on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Well, we are well and truly into the start of the new year, and NTARC would like to wish all listeners a happy new year and all the best for 2026. We also wish you good luck towards your New Year's resolution, Hi Hi. My resolution for the year is the same as always, 1024 by 768. Oh my God. Sorry about the dad joke. If you didn't get it, check out last Thursday night's Slow Scan TV Net pictures. And now for some housekeeping for 2026, and thanks to Phil VK7ZPD for continuing to provide the weekly statewide broadcast audio on the NTARC Discord channel over the Christmas New Year's break and throughout the year. Sometimes this is done by remote control of his equipment in Launceston while he is away taking time off with the family. That's dedication. Thank you, Phil. This week sees the return of the on-air test and TechNet sessions Wednesday the 7th of January, TestNet and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. and the technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be the recharged and reinvigorated Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. On the social face-to-face get-together side of things, the Friday morning teas at the NTARC Club Rooms will also commence this Friday, the 9th of January. Now, 2026 membership fees. I have been asked by the Treasurer to pass on thanks to all members who have paid their renewals, but also a gentle reminder to fill in the online renewal form at the NTARC website so we can update our records and start compiling a members' shared contact register. And the renewal information form can be found at the NTARC website in the members' area. Instructions were included in the membership renewal email that was sent out in December last year. If you haven't received this letter and you have checked your junk email folder, please email the secretary at ntarc.net with your correct email details. NTARC's 2026 membership fees are still $45 for a full voting member and $5 for an additional each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we fully understand, and we thank those people that have made direct donations towards the club. If you are a repeater user or would like to just support its funding, we would also be happy to receive a contribution towards ongoing repeater maintenance. Donations can be made in person at the club meeting or coffee mornings, or by post, PO Box 275, Launceston 7250. Any donation will be gladly accepted and officially receipted. And the annual general meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday, the 11th of February 2026, at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 7:30 p.m. Please start thinking about who you would like nominated for the next 2026 committee. Club members are reminded that they need to be 2026 financially current to be able to nominate or vote at the annual general meeting. Nomination forms are available from the NTARC website in the members area for download, and for your convenience, the forms also will be available at the NTARC Club Rooms this Friday, the 9th of January 2026, our first coffee morning for the year. Up-and-coming events, on-air test and technical net sessions. The first session will be this Wednesday, the 7th of January. Testnet and CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m, then the technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee Mornings, the first morning tea get-together, will be this Friday, the 9th of January at the NTARC Club Rooms, and time is from 10 a.m. until noon. Clubroom Technical Nights is in recess until Wednesday, the 21st of January. And finally, the broadcast segments will continue as usual. So if you have any items of interest or news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the secretary of NTARC Inc. And we head down the Midlands Highway to the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. And a huge thank you. VK7RST GPS Locked Beacons Hosting. A huge thank you to Peter, VK7TPE, and Maureen Henry at Snug, who for over a decade have generously hosted the Reist GPS locked 6 metre, 2 metre and 70 centimetre digital beacons at their QTH. 10 plus years of uninterrupted hospitality, power, space, patience and zero fuss is the kind of quiet contribution that makes the whole amateur radio ecosystem actually work. These beacons don't just magically exist. They exist because Peter and Maureen said yes and kept saying it year after year. Behind every beacon report or someone doing a frequency check on 6, 2 or 70 is someone like this doing the unglamorous essential work. Reist and the wider VK7 community owe them a genuine debt of gratitude and a huge thank you to Peter and Maureen. And that's 73 from the Reist Committee. And P.S., planning is underway to reinstall these beacons at the new site at Mount Nelson, and we will be adding a 23-centimetre beacon on 1296.470 MHz. And a Wednesday Experimenters Group. This week we get back underway with the 2026 WEGS Night with a substantial program in the DATV studio of interesting items that will be discussed and demonstrated. On a Wednesday night, people start arriving at the night around 6 p.m. and many bring their dinner to enjoy. The show in the DATV studio gets underway from 7:30 p.m. and is streamed on the Reist YouTube channel, and there is always much discussion, experimenting, playing, talking, drinking coffee and tea, serious cunning plan development and general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving in the club rooms as well. Please note, we are not currently broadcasting on DVB-T RF, so see you there or on the stream. And that's 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7TW. And you are listening to VK7 A Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And January 2026, huge car boot sale and barbecue. Reist is holding a huge amateur radio car boot sale in the Queen's Domain compound from 11 a.m. on Sunday, the 18th of January 2026. If you've got surplus gear, mystery boxes of might be useful one day, or radios that deserve a second life, this is your moment. Do you want to sell? It's simple. $10 gets you a car boot site. You sell as much as you like and every cent you make is yours. No booking, no paperwork marathons, just turn up, set up and let the bargains begin. Fuel for both operators and browsers will be available with the sausage sizzle on the day, snags in bread for $3, burgers and bread $5 and soft drinks $2 a can. So whether you're buying, selling, socialising, or just coming for the smell of sausages and nostalgia, head along to the Reist Car Boot Sale at the Queen's Domain and full details on the Reist website, and we'll see you there, 73 from the Reist Committee. And February 2026, Interpreting Propagation Tools and Space Weather Reports. Is space weather and propagation a bit of a mystery to you? Our February 2026 presentation night brings us Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, who promises to enlighten us about FEF, FOE, MUF, all that ionospheric stuff. The decades of experience, including time with the Ionospheric Prediction Service, now the Space Weather Service, Roger brings significant experience in this space, pun intended. This presentation will unpack the mysteries behind ionograms, TEC maps, EES, graphics, PCAs, solar indices, and more, plus online tools and data sources you can use. Whether you're chasing DX, planning portable operation, experimenting with digital modes, or trying to understand why your favourite band has just vanished, this session may give you the skills to read the sky like a pro. This session will be in person and streamed from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms 73 from the Reist Committee. And a February 2026 Annual General Meeting. Well, the Annual General Meeting of the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Inc. will be held at 11 a.m. on the 15th of February 2026 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. The AGM will be followed by a free barbecue for members. Nominations close on the 7th of February 2026, and the nomination form is available from the Reist website, and that comes from the Reist Committee. Reist Training and Assessment Updates. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? Well, Reist has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. And the key dates: Foundation Training and Assessment Days, held every 2 months, with the next one being the 22nd of February 2026. Standard Advanced and Regulations Assessments, held on alternate months, and that will be on the 28th of March 2026. Check out the full schedule on the Reist Events page, and do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Well, email reist.assessor@gmail.com. And your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser, who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our foundation licence training videos that are a must-watch for our beginners. Find them on the Reist YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA Foundation Training Exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. So whether you're starting off your journey or levelling up, Reist is here to guide you every step of the way. 73 from Reg, VK7, Kilo Kilo. And science news, radio synthesis, what the? Scientists have found an unexpected resident thriving amid one of the Earth's most radioactive environments, the ruins of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. A black fungus called Cladosporum spaphosperum have been discovered growing on the interior walls of the abandoned reactor structure, surviving and even appearing to do well in the presence of deadly ionizing radiation that would normally destroy most life. Researchers think that the fungus's dark pigment, or melanin, might be the secret to this feat. Melanin can absorb radiation, and some scientists propose that the fungus might be using that radiation in a process similar to how plants use sunlight in photosynthesis, so a theoretical mechanism dubbed radiosynthesis. At this stage, radiosynthesis remains intriguing but unproven because there are no defined biochemical pathways that have yet been confirmed. The story of this fungus stretches back to surveys in the late 1990s that uncovered dozens of fungal specimens in the Chernobyl exclusion zone, most of them dark and rich in melanin. Subsequent studies include ones that exposed the fungi to radiation on the International Space Station, and show that they are resistant to ionizing radiation and might even grow better under it. These findings have sparked ideas that using similar organisms as natural radiation shields for space missions or other extreme environments. At the same time, scientists are cautious. They have not yet proven that the fungus actually converts radiation into usable metabolic energy, and the exact biological mechanism behind its resilience and growth in high radiation conditions are still being unravelled. What is clear is that this humble black fungus is doing something unusual with ionizing radiation, reminding us that life can adapt in ways that we do not fully understand. And that original article was written by Michelle Starr and sourced from the Science Alert web e-zine. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings, the Sewing Circle Net Daily, 3.640 MHz commencing at 6:30 PM AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, every Thursday nights via the North-South Link, VK7RAF-RJG. Statewide Microwave QSO Party, following the Sunday broadcast, callbacks on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, then North-South Digital Contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B, stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, and southern stations on the even minute. Reest 6-metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 PM. SOTO WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 AM until 12 noon at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday, Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 PM. Then the TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM until 8:30 PM. And your host for the evening is Nick, VK7, a Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Technical Sessions, Wednesday the 21st of January from 6:30 PM at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday at the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 AM until noon in the Rochelle Club Rooms. NWVK7, well, Wednesday from 8 PM local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres, VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780. NWVK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local, the Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX Net on 144.190 MHz USB. And VK7 events, Reest 18th of January, the huge car boot sale and barbecue from 11 AM after the broadcast in the Queen's Domain compound. Reest 4th of February, interpreting propagation tools, space weather reports with VK7, VK2, ZRH from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain club rooms and streamed. NTARC 11th of February, annual general meeting from 7:30 PM in the NTARC club rooms, Rochelle Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelle. And Reest of the 15th of February, annual general meeting and barbecue from 11 AM AGM and 12 noon for the barbecue, Queen's Domain club rooms. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader VK7ZIR. Repeaters Reest, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, JH and DC, 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7DG, 40 metres VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7TW, 10 metres VK7JGD, UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by the Digital Group. And a big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you've missed the live transmissions, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesdays at 8 PM on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24 in the south. Have you got news, stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to vk7arnews@gmail.com by Friday at 9 PM. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call signs. On behalf of the VK7 news team, this is Justin VK7 at Tangled Whiskers, wishing you a happy new year, 73 good DX, and a great week ahead.